If you are ready for an amazing transformational experience, then you need to stay tuned for this next hour for a master's practice with Dr. Aisha Hogan. She is a leading specialist in holistic methodologies and the creator of a powerful integrative technique called enhanced energy communication. A master, clinical and metaphysical hypnotherapist, a well-respected author, a master of the mind, and highly sought international speaker. Get ready for a major breakthrough. And now, your soul guru, holistic transformational specialist, and host of A Master's Practice, Dr. Aisha Hogan.
Hi there, and welcome to A Master's Practice. This is our first episode, and I am thrilled to introduce Jennifer Lawrence. She is a doula, a hypnotist, a trainer, a teacher, and an owner of her own practice called Grounded Hypnosis. So let's welcome her, Jennifer Lawrence.
Thank you. Jennifer Lawrence, the original. I just always have to put that in there.
Yeah, not Jennifer Lawrence from The Hunger Games?
Well, no. And I always like to also say she's not the only Jennifer Lawrence with a movie on Netflix. But whatever. That's for another day.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, thank
welcome.
You so much for having me. I'm so excited. And what a lovely intro.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I want to talk about doula. I mean, mm-hmm. Can I tell you that only last year did I even learn what a doula was? So let's talk about that. You started out as a doula in 2004. So let's just explain to the listeners what a doula is.
Yeah, because you're not in the minority. Most people don't know what a doula is. So for the listeners, a doula is someone who supports an expanding family. So you can have a postpartum doula, which is after the baby's born, and you can have a labor doula. So I do both. So I give the couple, or even just the pregnant woman, I give them tools for pregnancy and to help them through labor. And then when they're in labor, I stick with them the entire time and just help them to have the birth that they want so they feel empowered, so they feel listened to, so they feel understood and just supported in every possible way. So it's non-medical, it's just informational, advocacy, and physical support. So it really helps kind of start their life off as parents in the most positive way. And then I continue that support postpartum-wise. So I help with breastfeeding, I help with general baby care, mom care, and just that whole transition period. Because if you had kids, it's a big transition, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. For some people, it's a huge transition. So yeah. What is the difference then between a doula and a midwife?
So midwife, she's doing all the medical, if you will, aspects. So I, as a doula, can't legally deliver a baby, but the midwife's there to do the baby. They do all the blood work. They do all the blood pressure. They do all the internal exams. That, as a doula, is not our scope of practice. So I had an amazing birth with my second child, and I just really wanted people to know that birth isn't an emergency like you see on TV. Like, it can be a really beautiful, grounding, positive experience.
I feel like, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, so I'm going to ask you not to get into it too much right now, but,
okay. You
know, I do believe that, and I could be wrong, but, you know, being that you're a hypnotist and so am I.
Right.
We realize that a lot of things have to do with belief.
Yeah.
Right? So even the thought of all that labor, and we're supposed to have so much pain with it, and pregnancy is supposed to be a certain way. I think those beliefs have been handed down through the ages, and mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to be like that.
No, it really doesn't. And we find our beliefs from, you know, our environment and our exposure and our own experiences and stories we hear. And so specifically with labor, those stories are terrible. It's like as soon as you tell someone that you're pregnant, everyone's prophesying doom for you. Like, oh, just you wait is always the way it starts. And that creates such a suffocating belief of how just like you said, how pregnancy, how labor, how delivery goes, and even the fact that we call it labor, right? Our body is really actually doing an amazing thing. And when you change your perspective, change the lens at which you look through it, that belief shifts and you can have a really, really incredible experience.
Right. And so let's do go into this a little bit. So let's let's talk a little bit about so you became a hypnotherapist or a hypnosis. Are you a hypnotherapist or a clinical hypnotist?
Yes. I do hypnosis.
You do hypnosis.
Yeah, right? So I've been trained in all sorts of different techniques, and I think there's some legalities as to what your proper title is. So I just say hypnotist for those legality reasons.
Right, got it.
Yeah.
Because unless we've had some sort of training. Well, I say hypnotherapist only because I've had my doctorate in philosophy, and I am an ordained reverend. So for me, it is, there is some therapy involved. But it's just... So let's talk about the subconscious mind. And when someone tells you, for instance, let's go into the hypnosis thing. When someone tells you, oh my God, you're going to be in so much pain. You're going to feel like you're getting ripped in two, like all these different things that they say to people, or you're going to gain a lot of weight and morning sickness and it's stuff with your skin and, you know, bladder infections and kidney infections, like all these different things that will show up.
Yeah,
I already know what's going to happen, but why don't I let you explain what happens in the subconscious mind?
Well, it's like little seeds that are being planted, right? And people might go in knowing, oh, that might not be my experience. But the more seeds that are planted in that unconscious mind, the more things that are going to grow up and the more wretched weeds, for lack of a better term, this person has to navigate, because it's just more and more and more seeds. And so what initially is like, oh, it might be different, seems like everyone's had this experience, right? And then you start generalizing, you start future projecting, you start doing all of these really unhelpful things to yourself. And so it's really important to have a different perspective and to understand that you are in control of this event, in the sense that you can choose how you respond. And once you have tools, once you have different coping strategies that you've tried and that work, and learning from other ways you deal with uncomfortable, I will use that word, uncomfortable situations, and applying those to your birth, it really, really helps, because all of that doom, it just lays seeds. And so I guess I'm an emotional weeder.
Yeah, you are. We're like gardeners, for sure.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
I also, for those of people who understand IT, I always say, like, our subconscious is like a computer, right? And the programs that we play are all the beliefs that we have and the beliefs that other people have given us. And we just play these programs in the background. And someone like myself, or like Jennifer, or any other hypnotist or some therapist will know how to go in there and grab the programs, or sort of delete the programs that are no longer working, and place a program in their place that does work.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And a lot of people think they can get to these programs by just thinking about them. Which is so, I describe it as, like, if you want to buy a Ford 150, you don't go to Walmart to buy it. They just don't sell it. And so when you go to your conscious mind to deal with things that are stored unconsciously, you're just going to the wrong place. And so you're not going to get the same results that you would if you went to the Ford dealership, right? No plugs intended, but
No, I know, but it's absolutely true. And we get things like, I've heard things, where was I going with this? No. So I've said things to people like, 80% of our beliefs are not even our own.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They've been given to us, passed down from our parents and peers and teachers. And how many of your beliefs have you actually tested?
Yeah. That's a powerful thought.
How many of them belong to you, right? How many of them actually belong to you?
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned something about the beta mind, that's that conscious mind. And when you're saying affirmations, and this is something that I even tell my clients, and I'm sure you do too, like our conscious mind is only in charge 5% of the day.
Yeah.
And our subconscious mind, our super recorder that's in charge of everything, our organs, our breathing, our blood flow, like everything, is in charge 95% of the day. So mm-hmm. when we sit there and go, I will no longer do XYZ, and you're mm-hmm. saying it consciously, well, if there's this mind that's only in charge of things 5% of this day and the conscious subconscious is 95% of the day, then who's going to win?
Yeah, right? It's like moving a table with your pinky. Why not use your whole
hand? That's awesome. I love right? that. I love that.
Yeah, yes. Like that's going to be pretty challenging. Some people can't. Some people have incredibly powerful pinkies. But most of us don't.
The powerful pinky, I'm totally feeling.
Right? It's my new book coming out.
The powerful pinky.
Copyright pending.
Right? So I'm just going to use it before you copyright it. So that'll be
no. Oh, I love it.
That is so awesome, but it is totally yeah. true. You know, and that idea that you said, like, you know, when people write self-help books, you know, there's some mm-hmm. great authors out there who are writing self-help books and, yeah. you know, they're very famous at it. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I have learned in all of my research is only 10% of the population are what we call alpha thinkers. So there's that state of mind. So alpha thinking, for those of you that don't know what your alpha consciousness is, it's between the conscious mind that you're listening to me with right now, which is called beta, by the way. And that mind that's totally relaxed, where your body's relaxed. Think of yourself when you watch TV at night and you're watching your favorite episode and you're really, really tired and, you know, your eyes are running and you just want to wait for this episode to be over and mm-hmm. you're still aware of what's going on, but you're just in this deep relaxation. So that is alpha mind. And mm-hmm. that is the mind that I teach mind mastering. So that is the mind that we need to make our decisions in. Mm-hmm. Not in the beta mind. The beta mind needs to be the mind that we implement those decisions, that we take action. But because the alpha mind has access to all of our information where the beta mind doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, so it's true. So true. And it's so you have to access the right part of your mind to get to the yes. right result, right?
Yeah, definitely. So when we make these affirmations in what we call beta mind or conscious mind, we're just like, you know, we're just singing with the choir because like nothing is really, there's not a lot of changes happening. How many times you got to say it? When yeah. with alpha mind, you don't have to say it 3,000 times every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is super cool.
It's amazing. Like my dad grew up with this saying, it all starts in between your ears. And, you know, he would say it when something came up and I didn't like the results or I needed to change a behavior or a thought or something. He'd say, you know, Jennifer, it all starts in between your ears. And I would kind of sing along with it, like, yeah, Dad, I know. But once I started getting into hypnosis, I was like, holy bejeebus, this is true. My dad's brilliant. I got to that age, I guess. And I realized.
Wait a second. Can I stop? Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Did you actually say bejeebus?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Go on. I just want to.
Yep, yep.
Right.
I warned you. I warned you if I have to substitute words. No, but I realized like how incredibly powerful that one statement is. And, you know, as a hypnotist and as you get into the learning and the understanding of the unconscious mind, subconscious mind, monkey brain, whatever you want to call it, you really realize everything does start mm-hmm. in between your ears. That is the most powerful resource that you have. And like you said, most people are using that 5% of their brain to go about their daily life. And how much more effective, powerful, empowered, strong, focused can someone be when they tap into that other 95%?
Right. So when I was, and that is so true. And so when I was talking about, you know, there's some great self-healers or healers out there that write, you know, these great self-help books. Mm-hmm. And You know, what we don't realize is that 10% of the population that's actually born are natural alpha thinkers. Like, they're always an alpha. But they don't know it because they were always born that way. Like, they've always thought that way.
Right.
And then the other 90% of the population are beta thinkers. And these beta thinkers, or, you know, just your ordinary, just like an ordinary person, that person can actually learn how to be an alpha thinker.
Right.
It's just like, you know, some people are natural skiers. Some people just have to learn how to do it. But everybody could do it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of a thing. So a lot of times when those alpha thinkers that are able to think in that deeper conscious level and write these self-help books, they don't really realize that the people who are beta thinkers, they can't actually put that stuff into practice. They can try. They can try.
Keyword try.
They can certainly try, but without actually learning how to be an alpha thinker, those affirmations that they want them to say or those things that they want them to do won't work as powerfully for them until they learn how to get into that deeper consciousness, that deeper level.
That's a really good point for people who are like, oh, I'm reading a book or I'm doing something about this or I watched Oprah and so now I can put this all into practice. And that's great. Good on you for having the desire to move yourself forward and whatnot. And then to hear, oh, there's only 10% that are born that way, but everyone can learn. Everyone has this ability to use this resource. Most people, like you say, just need that help kind of getting there. And that's one of the beautiful things about what I do in my practice, and I'm sure you do in yours as well, is we teach people how to access this state so that they then can become a better hypnotist of themselves and better functioning within their own life.
Right. Right. And here we go. That's the music. That's the music that tells us that we need to head for a break, a commercial break, and we will be right back in a moment with a master's practice.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Are you ready to live your life depression-free? Are you having thoughts of ending things? Wondering what life would be like without chronic pain? How about no longer suffering the effects of trauma and PTSD? Are you tired of having your credibility questioned because you look fine and no one understands that you are struggling with an invisible disorder? Hi, I'm Dr. Aisha Hogan and I'm a holistic transformation specialist. I work with clients from all over the world to aid them in eliminating, that's right, you heard me, eliminating their current struggles and challenges. I don't work with symptoms. That's like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. I'm all about root cause and all the levels of you, as each one of us is unique. Ready to transform your life for good? To move into the best version of yourself and reach your unlimited potential? Then book your complimentary 1-hour online consultation with me by going to www.aishahogan.com. That's AYSEHogan.com. And it will take you right to my clinic, the Chakra House of Healing. I look forward to meeting you there.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we are back with Jennifer Lawrence and A Master's Practice, and I'm Aisha Hogan. So, Jennifer, before the break, we were talking about all the wonderful things about hypnosis.
Yeah.
And you too, like me, work with clients with trauma and pain, addictions and fears.
Yeah.
And was that the niche that you wanted to go after first, or was that something that just kind of happened? Because for me, it just kind of happened. At first, I was like that hypnotist that would help everybody with everything. But
yeah.
Everybody with everything wasn't coming to me. I was getting a lot of the people who were depressed and anxious and dealing mm-hmm. with trauma, PTSD, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just before I got into hypnosis, I had a life transition, to put that
okay.
in a tiny little nutshell. And so I was looking for something I wanted to do, and I really liked the idea of, like, sports psychology and really, like, everything I had done up to that point. You know, I have a background in group fitness. I had the doula work. It was all about empowering people. And I thought, how cool would it be to work with people in, like, really intense, high-level sports? And then I came across hypnosis, and a long story came to me not doing that essentially. But kind of like you, I got a lot of different people in the beginning. And one of the other big things I get is people with low self-confidence who just need to fall in love with themselves, and that's kind of the way I put it to them. And you know, getting over that trauma is a big part of it, or stepping outside of anxiety is a big part of it. And I get up every morning so extremely excited to do what I do and give
yeah.
people skills. Like, I don't know about you and how you came to wanting to help other people, but I was a train wreck for a while growing up. Like, I was so anxious. I couldn't go to sleepovers. I couldn't do so many things. I was shy. I wouldn't go out on a limb. I would never challenge myself. And now anyone who knows me now knows I am the complete opposite.
You can't even see that shy part of you now.
It's true. When I call myself a wallflower now, it is completely tongue-in-cheek, you know? I love to do things that challenge myself. And so the first time since getting into hypnosis, I feel the first time in my life that I have tools and skills to help not only myself, but everyone else around me. And it's so exciting. And anxiety and depression and trauma, those are huge. People are really
yeah.
weighed down with these things. And so to be able to help them is amazing. And so I guess I just kind of landed in this part of the therapy world, if you will.
Right. No, I hear mm-hmm. you. It is like, I don't look at what I do anymore as a job. Like, I used to be in accounting and bookkeeping, believe it or
oh,
not,
yeah.
at one point.
Working
a lot with a lot of small businesses and corporations, and like, so not happy in there.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like the reward, my reward is watching the change in people
yeah.
happen.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
and not where they're just learning a coping mechanism or a handling mechanism, but actually where things are changing on a permanent basis. So
yeah.
that's amazing.
It is. It's so, like, I got an email on Saturday, and it said, Jennifer, the title was, In Case You Haven't Heard. And I'm like, what? And so I opened the email, and it said, Jennifer, in case you haven't been told today, you are bleeping awesome. And I won't say the word out of courtesy. But how exciting is that to wake up and get an email from someone just
yes.
so pumped about life and so excited and just, like, being able to breathe fresh air, emotional fresh air again. And I said today I was working out with a friend, and I said, oh man, you have to go and get one of those jobs. That's ridiculous. And then I went, all right, I do have a job. I just don't see it as that. It's just this amazing opportunity that I get to share with people.
It is, you know, and I think part of it too is I see a lot of people out there who are also really good at what they do and, yeah, you know, helping people, but they let it get to their head, you know. Ugh. Like they've just gotten a big head over it and they think that they are the power and they forget that it's their client that's doing the work.
Totally.
You know, it's not me that or you that's waving a magic wand and making things happen. It's them that's making it. We're just guiding and facilitating that for them, right? So
yeah, and
it's
that's
about
the big
remaining
thing.
Humble.
Yeah, and the thing about hypnosis is, like, when people get a big head and they're like, oh, I'll make you change, it just plays into the trope of hypnosis being mind control, right? I'm not
yes.
doing anything but acting as a GPS for that person. And ultimately, if I tell them to turn right and they want to turn left, that's their choice.
Yes.
They absolutely have that choice. However, I will help them get to where they want to go faster if they follow my instructions.
So if you were to explain, I'll let you do the honors on this one. If you were to explain hypnosis
yeah.
to mm-hmm. someone, we're going to get into your special hypnosis in a minute. We're not going to get there
okay.
just yet. But
okay.
If you were to explain to someone, what is hypnosis? Can you make me, like, I don't know, go rob that guy across the street if I don't want
right.
to do it?
Right. Yeah, I can, as long as we agree to split the money 50-50. I'm just kidding. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Unless that is something you would do normally, right? So hypnosis is a state of mind. It's a state. Other people will call it trance. It's very similar to meditation. For the listeners that are like, I've never been hypnotized, I challenge you this. Have you ever watched a movie and had an emotional reaction, maybe even cried? No one in that movie was dying. No one in that movie, you know, the dog is just a dog who has a home. You know, it's not really lost in the wild. All of these things, right? It stirs an emotional response. Have you ever driven home and went, oh, goodness gracious, how on earth did I get home? You know,
right.
that is all a state of trance. And so in that sense, you've been in a hypnotic state before. You did it yourself, though. You allowed yourself to realize that movie, you know, you suspended belief and you just went on this journey. You imagined, you made believe, you pretended. And that is what hypnosis is. You imagine, make believe, and pretend to the point where you just forget you're pretending. Which is so cool. And so when you're in that trance state, we give you suggestions, and that's all they are. So you will never give me your bank account information. You will never tell me secrets that are deep down hidden unless you would tell me that in a normal state, and you would never go and rob the person down the street or that bank unless, again, that's something you would do. So hypnosis
right.
will only enhance what you would normally do.
Yep, exactly.
Back.
And that you did so well. I can't even, I was looking for somewhere to correct you, but I can't.
Sweet, thanks.
That just makes you just as smart as me. Yikes.
Oh,
I'm just kidding you. But no, you did a great job. But the one thing that I would add to that is mm-hmm. that our subconscious is, its primary job is to keep us safe. According
yeah.
to our values and our beliefs. So
right.
that's why we can't, that's its very first job. So that's why it can't, we won't do anything that you're right, that we would not normally do. That stands
yeah.
outside our value and belief system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yes, if you would bark like a dog normally, then yeah, I can make you bark like a dog.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't, so you won't. Now, a chicken,
right.
I can do a mean chicken. No,
get everybody doing the bird dance going down the street.
Right?
Speaking of street.
Yes.
There was my intro to the street. So you
nice.
Do something. You like that. You like that, right? That just that.
I
that,
do. That was smooth.
That little bridge. You like that. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do something called, which I totally want to learn from you, is
and we will.
Street hypnosis.
Yeah.
So what is street hypnosis?
Street hypnosis is a really fun thing I like to do. I was just out yesterday doing street hypnosis. And street hypnosis is when I go out and I walk around on the street or in a park or at a festival, or yesterday it was a parade, and I give people the chance to see and experience what hypnosis is. So I go up to people and I say, hey, you look like you're having a very boring day. Let me liven it up. Or something of that nonsense effect. Just to really, like, when people laugh, their guards come down, right? So they're more willing to learn and have an experience. So I am a super huge, enormous ham. And so as such, I go up to people and I let them very slowly, very gently experience what hypnosis is. And then when they, you know, when they have a little bit more comfort, then I really get into it. And the reason why I go out and I do this is because most people have never encountered a hypnotist, or they've never been hypnotized, though we've already debunked that belief. And so they just really don't understand what hypnosis is about. And they have this scary belief that it's mind control. And so I go out and I do street hypnosis and I make videos of it. I have a YouTube channel, Grounded Hypnosis. And I go out and I do this for education so people can realize, oh my gosh, if I can forget my name, which I can do when I hypnotize them, I can make them forget their name. Their name is one of the first words they ever identify with. It's one of the first words they learn to respond to become familiar with. And if I can help them forget that name, what other habit or behavior or addiction or craving can I help them forget? I use it as a very powerful tool to educate people. And so I go out on the street and that's great, and I can maybe educate 20, 30 people in a day. But when I put it out on YouTube, it allows me to educate an even greater population that can see, oh my gosh, hypnosis, this is really cool, this is powerful. It's entertaining as well. but it also has this really great application to my life, right? And I've had viewers from my YouTube channel reach out, and I know one of them is listening to us now, reach out and say, hey, I want to be more motivated, or I want more positivity in my life, or I want to get over this or that. And so I'll do, from there, I can extend that reach even more by doing Skype sessions or Zoom sessions, or I travel around to different cities and I can meet them there. And so street hypnosis is such an amazing and powerful tool for hypnotists.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. It's something that I've always been interested in. But, you know, we all have our own, as extroverted as I am, we all have these things that make us feel like, but what if it doesn't work for me, right? So I'm always kind of like, it's one of the things that I never really studied in doing hypnosis was doing the rapid induction. You know, that's where you get people in, like, this is for people who are listening, where it's not a longer, more relaxing type of way of bringing you in, but something very quick. So I never really did that before. Like, I never really worked with that. And it's something that I definitely want to do. Like, I think that it's amazing, and it's just, it could be so useful. So
it really is. And it, I did my very first formal hypnosis, and I call it formal hypnosis because I realized what I was doing as a doula and supporting women in labor and taking them away from that pain sensation or that interpretation of it being pain. When I did my first hypnosis training, formal training, 6 weeks later, I was out on the street. I'm like, let's do this. Come on. And so I was showing people, like, so quickly how awesome hypnosis is and how powerful it is and how cool it is. Like, when you can imagine, make believe, and pretend that you have two magnets on the inside of your fingers and just watch those fingers come together and not consciously be doing anything, it blows people's minds, and it's such a wonderful experience for them. And really, if they can do that, what else can they do? And it's just showing people their potential.
And we can do anything. Everybody can do anything. We just stand in our own way. And I think hypnosis and, you know, hypnosis and working in that deeper state of consciousness allows us to get out of our own way.
Yeah. And it's so exciting. Yeah. And so we are going to get you, listeners, hold her accountable. We are going to get you out on the street and doing some of this stuff because it's really fun. And you're not going to fail. You're going to have an amazing time.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm going to fail. I think, you know, it's always like doing it that first time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like the virgin to street hypnosis, right? So I have to kind of get past that.
So many comments I could make, but I won't.
Okay, yeah, let's save those for after.
Yeah.
So that's great. I mean, you do amazing work. You're an amazing person. And it's funny because I just at a previous conference did I meet Jennifer Lawrence, and she was someone who attracted my attention right away with her charisma and your amazing attitude and your laughter and your loving energy is awesome too. And you are just like a little, she just hugs people and you're just like, it's a happy person and it shines off of you. So it's like this wonderful thing. I felt very attracted to you right away.
That's so sweet.
As a friend. And I thought this girl is going to be in my life for a while because I think I really like her. She's awesome. So lots of positive things from you, but if somebody wanted to, just want to get this information in so we have a chance to do that. If somebody wanted to contact you, Jennifer, would they do that?
So there's lots of ways, and I encourage them to contact me in all of these ways. So I have a Facebook page, Grounded Hypnosis. I have an account on Instagram, which I post almost daily, and again, Grounded Hypnosis. And I have lots of tips, hacks, daily things that you can do, inspiration, me being me and doing my work. So lots of interesting pictures and stuff there. They can look on YouTube, again, Grounded Hypnosis. They can see my videos of me doing street hypnosis. There's also Mind Hacks, where I'm giving helpful tips on dealing with anxiety or anger or different emotions. There's me, actually, you can see videos where I give you, the viewer, in the safety of your own home, a chance to experience hypnosis. So there's that as well. Or if you want to reach out and really connect with me, you can email me at jennifer@groundedhypnosis.com or go to my website, groundedhypnosis.com. So there's a theme there, Grounded Hypnosis.
You'd almost think it was a brand.
Right? What's up with that?
You're doing great. I wanted to get some tips and strategies in, but we don't have time today. I think we do. I think we're heading for another commercial break. We'll be right back.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Are you tired of being tired? If you're feeling overwhelmed in your mind and your body to the point where it is breaking your spirit, then it is time to take back control of your entire life in a whole new way. Come join us in Nashville, Tennessee, November 15th through 17th for a retreat filled with transformation and freedom, achieving methods and protocols. Learn real, ready-to-use exercises and techniques that will have you feeling better than you have probably ever felt. The healers at this event have more than 50 years of combined expertise expertise in the art of making you feel well, bringing you tools that are so different than anything you have ever experienced before. This is a specialized event with personalized activities, so space is limited. Are you ready to make a serious breakthrough? If you want to experience massive healing in a short time, then this is something that cannot be missed. You deserve to have an amazing life. This is your opportunity to finally make it a reality. Ready to transform your world? Go to GuruRetreats.com and register now.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hi, and we are back with Jennifer Lawrence once again. And I wanted to get your contact information in there in that last segment with you, Jennifer, just to make sure that we got it all in there so people could contact you and do some great stuff with you. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is if you could give people some strategies, some tips right now that they could implement into their lives, what would you say? What would you give them?
So here's the thing, and I love that my awesome people are listening to me right now and they're sending me messages on the break, which is amazing. One thing I want to encourage and kind of shout out to is my Minute Mondays. So every Monday I give a practical tip that can help them in their life. So I give tips on anxiety, I give tips on anger, I give tips on relationships, I give tips on like being your best self and kind of how to go about that. I give different perspectives. So I haven't put it out yet, so stay tuned for today's Minute Monday. But right now, if you are dealing with anxiety, I would like to share an anxiety tip. How's that for you?
That sounds great. I would love to hear that anxiety tip for them.
Perfect. So there's three things when you're in the moment of anxiety that you can do. And I don't want to get super technical because it takes more time. But when you think about when you're feeling really good, your eyes often raise. And when you think about you're feeling really bad, if you're looking at a friend and their eyes are focused on the floor, you know something's not going well. So one thing you can start by doing is when you're feeling anxious, bring your eyes up about eyebrow level or slightly higher. So you're literally looking up, right? There's a lot of unconscious gold in that statement. And then the other thing that happens when you're feeling anxiety, and listeners, maybe you can relate to this, if you've had an anxiety attack or just feeling really nervous or anxious, your vision starts to tunnel. So you start focusing more and more on narrow vision in front of you. So what I want you to do to combat that is to, while your eyes are up, I want you to open your peripheral vision. So what that is I want you to focus 180 degrees around you. So if you held a hand up on either side, just slightly in front of your cheek or your ear, I want you to become aware of both of those hands. So you're retraining, you're sending different messages to your brain by doing this. And then the third thing I want you to think of is you're done with anxiety and you want to give it the middle finger. Enough with anxiety. And so what I mean by that is I want you to hold that middle finger. It doesn't matter whether you hold the right hand or the left hand, just hold the middle finger. And that has its connections to acupressure and points within your body, and it helps to release feel-good hormones within your body. So by doing these things, by bringing your eyes up, by opening your peripheral vision, and by holding your middle finger, you are transitioning and changing the chemicals and the conversation in your unconscious mind and physical body to reroute it to something more positive, something more feel good. So when you do this within 30 seconds to a minute, you may find that your feeling is shifting. So you're no longer focused on that anxiety, but you're really starting to feel okay. And you may remember why you were anxious or that you were anxious, but it just isn't as accessible. And the longer you hold it, the more that anxiety will shift and float away. So anytime you're in the moment of anxiety, unless you're driving a car or in a situation where you can't do this, do those tips. And this is on my YouTube channel under The Power of Language. It's so if you want to see a video and see what it actually looks like, you can look there.
That's amazing. Some great things. I love doing stuff like this. I used to have a video show. At one time, and now I'm starting with this radio show, and it's great because we don't ever know so much that we can't keep learning.
It's true.
And with all the things that I study and I read and everything, it's just like, here you go. I didn't know that holding your middle finger would do that, right? So we're always learning, and we have to be open to that learning. That's a big thing, is really being open to learning and knowing that we can be better. Because the minute we stop learning, we may as well just, we're not growing anymore.
And staying humble, right? Like you were saying earlier, if you have this like, oh, I am a hypnotist, and you're not humble, then you're not gonna learn from other people. And it's been amazing to chat with you, because even just the phrasing of some of the things you're saying, I literally have a pen and paper in front of me, and I'm writing it down because I'm like, oh, that was such an eloquent way to phrase it. I'm going to use that in my practice. So, yeah, learning is so important. And may I just add, I'm glad that we aren't doing this over video, because I have a bag on my head right now. I'm dying my hair. It'd be a little bit awkward, but I'm probably going to post a picture of it later just for fun. it's so important to always be learning and staying humble, right?
Yes, and having fun. And you, that's another thing that I noticed about you, is you're just like, you are a bag of fun. So you are like just all this fun, and I hope that I am too. So that makes what we do so much better. And when you're on your path and purpose in this life, you know. And I always say, use your emotions like your GPS. So if you are feeling, and here is my tip for today, if you are feeling bad about a decision that you're making, if anything that you're feeling is bad, then stop. Stop in your tracks, because you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
You need to move it to the point where you're feeling good. You need to make that decision make you feel good. And every time you feel bad, it's almost like that devil and angel on your shoulder, that old picture, those old time pictures that you would see with someone. So every time you feel bad, you're moving towards the negative. It's going to be negative. So you shouldn't feel bad, because that means that whatever you're doing is bringing fear, something regarding fear into your world. So you need to be feeling good about your decisions. You need to be moving towards that angel. So every single time you feel not good about a choice that you're making, or something that you're doing is not feeling good, then it's time to make a big change. It's so true.
I thought my anxiety, like I just thought I was anxious, and it had gone away for years and years. And then recently I was in a situation where my anxiety started coming back, and I'm like, what's up with this? Like, this isn't a part of my life anymore. And then I realized, oh, crud, Jennifer, like, you are not listening to yourself. You are not listening to your gut, and that's why you're anxious, because you are putting yourself continuously in this situation that isn't the best for you. So that's such a great tip, and I'm so excited for your listeners, and hopefully they're going to go on your retreat in November, because you are an amazing wealth of knowledge as well, and I'm so excited to have met you at that dinner and to have shared one or two gentle laughter moments that really connected with us. And so I'm so excited for you to be having this show and bringing your knowledge and other people their skills and attributes as well, because it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for you.
It's seriously a great lineup of people in Nashville in November. I'm like extremely stoked. And, we've got stage hypnotist and comedian Rich Guzzi, who, he's awesome. But he's also going to be teaching a workshop in discovering your power. We have a Nia dance. For those of you that don't know what Nia dance is, that's something you're going to find out about next week, because Sarah Butler will be on the show. And she is a Nia dance practitioner. She's a black belt, and she's also a hypnotist. So that's amazing.
Yay.
And we have a psychic medium there who will let you speak to those who that have passed. And I'll be teaching for 3 days. And, you know, it's just really going to be, and it's just a small group of people. We're not looking to fill a hall. You know, we're looking, you know, 25, 30 people, and that's it. So it's going to be great. So I'm so stoked about that, because this is something I've wanted to do for a really long time, is really send out healing. And that's what I think about all day long, is how can I get more healing out there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I do this? One-on-one is great, but how do I do this in a bigger way? Right. So the radio show and the retreats and, you know, speaking in front of people and books and different things. So that's my gig now. Is how do I reach more people? And I feel like that's my path. And you're also walking that path. And those of us who don't forget why we're doing what we're doing. It's not just about the money. It's about, why are we doing what we're doing?
For sure. And that's so exciting for listeners to hear you coming from a background of like accounting and time management, wink, this lifestyle, and to go like to not feel really fulfilled from it to where you are now, where you are thriving and you're glowing and you're having all these exciting experiences because you're truly following what lights you up inside, right? So it's possible for everyone.
Well, the one thing that you had shared about yourself was, you know, you're growing up, and the thing that changed everything for me too was I had become suicidal. And that was to a point where everything that I had been suppressing, and this is what happens to people, right? They suppress things for so long inside them. Think of yourselves like a container, and the container just gets so full that one day it starts to overwhelm you because everything starts flowing to the surface at once. And sometimes it just takes a life-changing moment. And mine was, my father died. And when that happened, everything came up at once. All that stuff that I had been pushing down for all those years. And it was overwhelming. It was more than I could take, right?
Yeah.
And that's where my whole healing journey started, because it was either do this, you know, or end my life, right? Go get help, proper help, and where things are going to change, or, you know, it's lights out. And the funny thing is, I wouldn't, all the stuff that was shoved in my container.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change not one thing that I went through, because if I changed one thing, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I wouldn't be doing it with the passion that I'm doing it with.
Yeah.
So we have to be thankful for those, even those obstacles, those humongous traumatic obstacles that show up in our lives. There's a reason.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because a lot of people, when they come for post-traumatic stress, they're like, I don't want to remember. And so what I do, and I'm sure you do the same, is we work to take the emotional acidity. It's like eating a lemon and not tasting the acidity anymore. It takes the emotional acidity out so you can remember those things that happened. Keep the lessons, keep the knowledge you gained from it, but not re-traumatize yourself every time. You don't go into that emotional cycle every time you think of those things that happened.
Exactly,
because they did make you who you are, and who you are is an amazing thing. And so it's not that you're like, golly gee whiz, I'm so great, glad that happened. It's like, no, it happened and it's okay, you know?
Right.
So it just takes the spin, that perspective, puts a different lens on it, so it can be okay that it happened. You wouldn't wish it on anyone else, but it happened, and you're so much stronger because of it.
Right. You are awesome. I feel like, you know, you are awesome, and I'm so glad that you're part of my first show. And
thank you.
You know, the last thing I will leave everybody with today is to say, when you think about those obstacles that happened in your past, and we all get wrapped up in the emotion, think of it like a walnut. Every emotional bit that you've been through, everything is an extra walnut, one more walnut. Some of us have big bags of walnuts. Some of us have small bags of walnuts, but we carry around these walnuts. And instead, put down the bag, crack open the walnut, because inside the walnut is the lesson. The shell is all those emotions and that's crap that you don't need, but you do need the lesson that's inside. So start going through those moments in your life, and instead of saying that made me feel awful, start asking yourself, what did I learn?
Yeah.
What did I learn from that? And that was the reason that that happened. What did you learn? Right? So just sitting with that. And again, Jennifer, thank you for joining me. You guys have found out how to reach Jennifer. If you want to reach me, I do complimentary one-hour chats with my clients. Feel free to come to AyshaHogan.com. That's AyseHogan.com. That will take you to my website, my clinic, Chakra House of Healing, and book your free chat with me. Listen, it is time to be the change. We have come into an era now where it's about healing. It's not about carrying around our crap anymore. And everything, every type of healing, whether it be from your mind or your body or your energy, you need to work on all of it. And, you know, at one point somebody called it woo-woo, you know, working with spirituality and working with things. It's not woo-woo anymore. It's a part of who we are.
Yeah.
So totally. Love who you are and just enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining us on A Master's Practice. And I loved having you here. See you all next week.
Thank you.